time where everybody sing the name of God, but nobody wants to say the name Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that
And good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries coming with another intercessory prayer weekend message here on Spotify for podcasters. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name and we come thanking you for another day. Thank you for allowing us to see this day. We just ask you, Father, to forgive us of our sins. Help us, Jesus Christ, in ways that you know that we need. We need you every moment of our lives, Jesus Christ. For we are grateful. Help us, Jesus Christ, to be more humble. Help us to see ourselves as you see us. Help us, Jesus Christ, to stay focused on the mission that you have for us. Give us strength this day. We thank you for the messages that went forward on today. May our souls, may our hearing, may our understanding take control. Allowing your spirit to help us to penetrate what you have said to us. We thank you. Grateful we are. We thank you. Wonderful is your name. We thank you. And Father, we thank you for coming over to this network because you are the network. You're on the network. And we thank you for it. We thank you that you are this network. And that you have allowed it to go forward. And we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hopefully everyone is having a good evening on tonight. It's already the 3rd of December and the month and the year will be out in a couple of weeks. Can you believe it? Where did 2023 go? It just seemed like a few weeks ago, it was January. And then a few weeks ago, it was June. And then a few weeks ago, it was just September. And now here we are at the ending of 2023. I tell you, the time has flown. So on tonight, this intercessory prayer weekend message, usually on the Spotify for podcasters, I usually do it on Saturday, but I just said I'll do this on Sunday today. So in this message, so in thinking about the topic of this message, it made me think a few weeks ago, I think someone kind of was talking and they made reference to relationships. And in talking about the relationships, they were talking about it in reference to the Lord. And it made me think, and as time was going by and I thought about it, and thinking about those relationships, you know, the thought came to my mind, the heart of God. And it made me think about when thinking about the heart of God, having a heart that is pleasing to the Lord. And being a Berean Christian, saint, brethren, being one that our heart is for the Lord, and the Lord having us in his heart. That's the part that made me really think of the Lord having me, having us in his heart. So that was the message that was titled A Person After God's Own Heart. So I said, well, you know, I want to take a peek at it. And try to talk about it for this intercessory prayer weekend message. And thinking about it, the person that came to my mind in thinking about such and did a little research on it was David. And it made me think about with David, as we know, because we always talk about David in a sense of David, you know, we talk about David in the Psalms, that we talk about him always about dancing and coming out of his clothes. That's kind of how you hear much about David. Whereas with the Psalms, David had much to do with the Psalms in terms of what he was going through when he and Saul were dealing with one another. So the scripture that I was looking at, I looked at first 1 Samuel 13 and 14. It reads thus wise, but now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord hath commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee. Now, in looking at this, and you have to go back and kind of read the story of Saul and David and how David was going to be a king. And in looking at David and looking at his life and the Lord here was going to be choosing David to be the next king after Saul. So he was going to be that next king. And so Saul, you know, when we think about Saul and look at some of the stuff, how he was, well, basically prideful, arrogant, you know, kind of like a narcissistic, so to speak, you know, everything was about himself, you know, wanting everything to go his way, wanting control. And God wasn't having it. And so when we look at this and we look at having God in our hearts and having a heart that is pleasing to the Lord and being a person after God's own heart, well, you know, when we, so to speak, kind of try to get out of line and we try to go do what we want to do. The Lord knows how to get our attention. And he knows how to get our attention in the way that he chastises us, disciplines us, instructs us. He knows how to get our attention. And the attention that he knows how to get of us is, you know, oftentimes we want it to go our way and we mess up. And when we mess up, you know, he teaches us well. A person after God's own heart. So definitely Saul with his attitude and all, like I said, God was in heaven, and let him know that he had someone. The Lord had sought a man after his own heart, and the Lord had commanded him to be captain over his people, and that was going to be David. And because Saul didn't keep his commandments and do what he's supposed to do, well, guess what? You know, when you mess up, God knows how to remove you. And knows how to get your attention, which attention was gotten here. So, in looking at a person after God's own heart, looking at David, well, you know, there were some things about David that signified that he had a heart for the Lord. And God was with him. That's the wonderful part of it all, is when God is with you. Because when he is with you, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry when God is with you, when people try to mess you over. Mess you over in a sense of they're going to take you out. Mess you over in a sense of they don't like you and they want to get rid of you. Mess you over in a sense of they want to set you up. And again, all of it is to basically get rid of you. Don't have you around. X you out. Make you feel bad. Outcast you. Try to destroy you. Make you feel bad. All of it. You don't have to worry when there is a plan in place for you that the Lord has for you, that he has for his people. You don't have to worry about it, because whatever the assignment, whatever the plan, whatever the purpose is, it's going to happen the way that the Lord wants it. No matter what anybody say, what they do, how they act, how they think, it does not matter. When the Lord has it in place of what's to be for that person after his heart, because we're all in his heart. And so he has the assignment already fulfilled. Now, of course, we try to run from it or something, but it doesn't work. You'll come around, and when you don't come around, then consequences you pay. But when you have a heart for the Lord, you're a person after God's own heart. You want to do what the Lord instructs of you, and here and with David. David had some qualities. He had some characteristics that made him have a heart for the Lord. And it's just a few of those qualities that I wanted to kind of hit on. Just to name a few. Asking for a clean heart. Yeah, David asked for a clean heart. And when he's asking for a clean heart, you know, when we look at the Psalms, we look at the Psalm 51 and 10, like I said, you know, David had a piece to do with the Psalms. That Psalm that reads, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Well, David wanted that. He wanted a clean heart to the Lord. Whatever the Lord wanted him to do, he wanted to do it, and he would do it. And that applies to us as well, that we want that clean heart. Our hearts is to be cleaned every day of our lives. As long as we live in a fallen world, we have to always think in terms of cleaning up, because every day, all the time, there's a cleanup, because we're living in a fallen world. And we want a right spirit renewed within us every single day of our lives. I think a renewing. We have to have a renewing of our minds. And you know, so much come at us. But we need to think about having that clean heart, having that mind to serve the Lord, to do what he instructs us to do, and always renewing that spirit within us. Because where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. David also gives God his credit due. Let me say, in credit due. Anything that the Lord has done for you, as I always say, we are to testify, because we're overcomers by it, by our testimonies and what we give and what we say. And David gave God his credit due. He gave him his credit due because when he talked about the Lord, he was giving him his credit. 1 Samuel 17:47, and all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you unto our hands. You know, right here, he was letting it be known. He was letting it be known right here. The credit of the battle. Who was going to win this battle? He already knew. And he will give you into our hands. You know, it's like saying that, you know, the enemy coming to you, and he ain't going to win, because the battle belongs to the Lord. So, almost like saying, "Well, what you worrying about?" But you don't have to. David was giving the Lord his credit due, that who was in charge in the battle. And that's a wonderful thing, because that's what we got to do too. Whatever God does, you give him his credit due, because you didn't do it. You didn't do any of it. You didn't even think about it. God did it. He's the one that put the path before you. Whatever that situation be, he gets the credit. He gets the praise. He gets the glory for it. In talking about it, he gets it. Nobody else gets that credit. If you got favor from somebody, you got favor because the Lord allowed that person to give it to you. Something may have happened for you. The Lord allowed it. You give him the credit for that. Bill got paid or something. He gets the credit. He supplied the need. He just used somebody else to assist. So, God also knows our intentions and motives. Yeah, he does. He knows what you got in your heart. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what you thought about, what you're getting ready to do, what you thought you was getting ready to do. He already knows the motives and intents, and he knew David's. He knew David's motives, and he knew David's intents. Let me tell you. In knowing that, the Lord knew that David was not going to try to go back after Saul and try to hurt Saul. And he didn't. And the goodness of the Lord, you know, he even used David to even give Saul a little message behind his message. Hey, do you run, try to run and get revenge? David didn't. When we just leave it to the Lord, He got your back. God knew David's motives and knew his intents. And he knew what was coming for him. He didn't have to worry. He had patience to wait his turn. Wait his turn. Yep, wait his turn. He had patience in that. When the Lord has something for you, you don't have to worry about it. If it's to come to pass, they say if you waited 20 years, if it come to pass, it will come to pass. David had patience. He had it. 1 Samuel 24, 12, and 13. The Lord judgeth between me and thee, and the Lord avenge me of thee. But mine hand shall not be upon thee. David knew his time was coming. He didn't have to worry about Saul trying to hurt him or anything. Well, you know, he didn't have no intentions on hurting him or touching him, doing anything to him. And even gave him like a word of wisdom from a proverb. He says of a proverb, wickedness proceeded from the wicked. He's saying, you know, wicked people do wicked things. But my hand shall not be upon thee, that I'm not going to touch it. You know, wicked people do wicked things. You hate me, you hate me. You wanna do away with me? Wicked people do wicked things. But I'm not going to touch you. Don't worry about me. David trusted God. You see, he trusted God. He knew. He knew enough to wait his turn to be that next king. That's trust. That's real trust there. That's real trust when someone's out to destroy you. When they're out to destroy you and you just kind of, you know, not gonna allow it to deter me. That's real trust there. Real trust there. Now look, also too, David had some mess ups too, okay? He had some mess ups also. And we got to know that David also had integrity. He had integrity to admit his faults. To admit his fault, to admit that he lied, and his lying got people killed. Got people, you know, got them killed. But in doing that, because he made his mess ups too, he also, you know, sleeping with Bathsheba. You know, he messed up there too. But even in all that messing up that he did, asking for, you know, forgiveness, and, you know, had to be confronted by that prophet Nathan about what he did. Well, David still ain't forgot the Lord. Still being a man after God's own heart and being a person after God's heart. So, it said, you know, David dealing in the scriptures, in the Psalms, was Psalm 51 and 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. He was asking God to have mercy on him. And because he knew how good and how kind, how gracious God is, you know, he wants the Lord blot out the sins that he does, the things that he does, asking for God's help. That's a wonderful thing. Having a heart for the Lord and having God in your heart. So he didn't want his sins to be remembered. He wanted forgiveness. He's talking to the all-wise knowing God. He knew. Asking for forgiveness. Do you ask for forgiveness? Do you ask for forgiveness or do you keep it going? Some people keep it going. They ain't got no forgiveness in them. They ain't thinking about it. They want to keep it going. But David didn't forget the Lord. He continued worshiping. Even though he was going through all of that, he continued worshiping. And one big thing, too, that David had, another quality that he had, was he had love. He had love in his heart because, you know, he still loved Saul. He still loved him, even though knowing that Saul wanted to be his enemy. He still loved him. He still loved him. And if you think about the scripture in Matthew 5:44, saying, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. David showed this love to Saul because he didn't touch him. He was leaving that up to the Lord. But he still had love for Saul. So let me say that in this, a person after God's own heart, in being a person after God's own heart, that's a wonderful, wonderful desire to have, to do, because we are in God's heart and we need, want to please him and should very much in whatever instructions that he gave and give, that we need to have that heart and have that heart for him. Because where he leads us, we need to follow. We need to have the heart. We need to want that heart to get it right all the time. Because we don't understand it all. That's why we were told in Proverbs that we were told that we have to trust the Lord. We have to trust him. David did. David trusted the Lord. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not upon our own understanding. Because most of the time we don't get it. We don't understand. And give him the acknowledgement. And he will direct that path. He'll do that for us. That's what we got to keep in mind, is trust in the Lord. Know this too. David had faith. He had faith. More trust in God. And more trust in God. We know about that, right? We know about that trust. We know about that faith, right? faith. Well, no, that faith. We have to have faith. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We got to have the faith. David also had faith. Yes, he did. He had faith. Because he believed God, what he was going to do. You know, when thinking about the word of faith, makes one think about how in faith, how much you believe. Do you really believe? That's what it's about, having that faith to believe. So a person after God's own heart, having many qualities that are pleasing to the Lord, and the biggie is following the plan that the Lord has for us. So on tonight, I say to you that the plan of God, being a person after God's own heart, is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. Bless him. In all of him. Listen to what he said. Let him instruct you. You don't have to worry about anybody trying to take your place. The Lord has it. So I say to you on tonight, you're a person after God's own heart. You want to please the Lord? Let him instruct you. And you follow his lead. The message on tonight, the person after God's own heart. Do you have the heart? Do you have God's heart? Are you a person after God's own heart? We are in his heart. Or are you a person after his heart? He can trust you. Can he trust you? God knows. You have a blessed, you have a peaceful, you have a safe remaining of the evening and the night. And may the Lord bless you as you pursue him in your heart. Blessings.
Said he won't leave me alone. Oh no. And I tell every Muslim, every Jew, at the name of Jesus.